is never from the outfit of the town. What extra for song, the Armenian man who groveled toward her, stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His knees stretched the folds of his pasty white shoes, and his lips hurled a dollop of work on the curb. And the lights from the ride showed him his jibber sparkle that flashed in his hammer-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs, and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took the silver carpet for me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket bewildered. So they lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church. And she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush from the chapel and the people looked mean. Esther tried in vain to pacify the mob. Women grew to spat, to wrangle, then to brawl. The frenzied congregation struggled desperately to fetch the pretty couple snug in Esther, deep in Esther's leather sack. Through the window of the church, a storm came into rage, and Esther knew the time had come to flee. She scurried down the aisle toward the doorway in the distance and out into the rainstorm, where she felt she would be free. But the wind was blowing harder and skirt began to blow, until finally her feet began to lift. And she rose above the houses and the people and the chimneys, and Esther and the doll were set adrift, floating higher over the hills and the valleys and treetops. They flutter and glide, soaring and turning, suspended on air. They are far below them, they tumble and dive through the clouds.
Thank you.
She drifted away to a tranquil and motionless